This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Not a lot of time left to find the submersible that was hovering down toward the Titanic that has the world holding its breath. A January 6th rioter who electroshocked an officer is sentenced, one of the biggest sentences so far after what happened a couple of years ago at the Capitol. And Jack Teixeira, who was the 21-year-old Massachusetts native who leaked the Pentagon documents, the classified documents, was in court. What did he plead to? We'll talk about that, too. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. The Titanic updates. People are mesmerized by this because there's been so much conversation about it and just the whole thing with the Titanic, the wreckage going down, the intrigue of it. And there have been other voyages that have been successful, but the submarine vanished on Sunday. It was expected to resurface later, but did not. So now 4 days into the search, there's believed to be less than 6 hours of breathable air on board. I just checked the clock, and it's 6 hours. So in a possible breakthrough, there were these underwater noises on Tuesday and Wednesday while searchers were looking for the vessel, and subsequently they relocated the search as a result of it, but they haven't found the submersible just yet, and hoping that they're going to be able to do it. It's obviously time sensitivity around the mission. 5 passengers stuck on this sub, and it is pretty scary to think about the oxygen running out, and that's what is happening. And as I mentioned, this vehicle had been used several times on exhibitions and had been fine, but you know, you go so deep and how easy it could be if you look to go to the ocean floor over 12,000 feet and not come back up again in this submersible. So that's where we're at with that. Sad. This happened in a courtroom. A January 6th rioter who electroshocked, like I said, Michael Thanone, shout Trump won. He screams it out in the courtroom after he was sentenced to 12 and a half years. Daniel DJ Rodriguez was wearing a MAGA hat when he drove a stun gun into the officer's neck at the Capitol. He was arrested after the online Sedition Hunters community helped ID him. That's how they got him. And there were people that were present in the courthouse to see what happened, and including the officer himself who was there, who went through a really tough time after that happened. And he spoke about the outburst, even Thanone did, and said it's been clear by the defendant's own behavior that there is no remorse, at least for the individuals in which I came in contact with on January 6th who are criminally charged. So that's a very big sentence, one of the biggest ones that we have seen so far. Speaking of sentencing, the young guard, the guardsman, was in court, Jack Teixeira. He pled not guilty to 6 federal counts. He has been in prison since April. He issued that plea in the afternoon during that arraignment in Worcester, a city that's in central Massachusetts. But he was indicted last week by a federal grand jury in Boston on 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information. So he's suspected of leaking classified Pentagon docs on this social media platform that's used mostly by online gamers. It's called Discord, after allegedly obtaining the records while serving as a Massachusetts Air National Guardsmen. The classified documents from the Defense Department were discovered online in March, and he had been sharing them on the Internet apparently since around April. That's what prosecutors are saying. And he has been in federal custody after a judge granted a motion for detention from prosecutors who urged that he possesses a flight risk. According to the indictment, Teixeira had a top secret security clearance that started in July of 2021 and was trained in the definition of classified information, classified levels and proper handling of all those materials and whatnot. Now, if he is found guilty, once this trial gets underway, he could get 10 years for each count. And, you know, that would be, if I add up all the counts, six counts, that would be 60 years in prison and a fine of $1.5 million. His family was in the courthouse, and they said they are behind their son. It didn't say much other than that, and they were happy to see him, that kind of thing. But this case and what was out there and what forensically I think the prosecutors have been able to find, I mean, some of the details on this, it includes spying on Russia's war efforts in Ukraine. This was some of the documents and secret assessments of Ukraine's combat power, intelligence gathering on America's allies, including South Korea and Israel. So it was kind of a treasure trove of those sort of things, which obviously infuriated some of our allies, needless to say. The heat is on, and it's not going anywhere. When I'm talking about places like Oklahoma, Texas, a lot of people are talking about what's happening in Texas. Triple digits, feels like it's 122 degrees with the humidity, the worries about the grid and whether the electric grid and whether it'll hold up or not. Louisiana, you're feeling the same pinch. New Mexico, there's about 40 million people that are underneath that really, really tough weather.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Mega Millions climbs. Nobody had all numbers on Tuesday. Often you ask me about Mega Millions, so I'm going to give you the skinny on that. It means now the new estimated jackpot is $320 million. So you look at the cash option, it'd be $167.7 million. Good luck if you do such things as play the lottery. Right. When it gets big, sometimes it's more exciting and it's fun to do that. I will say that I don't normally play the lottery, but guess what? When it gets high, I don't know what it is. I get pulled into it, sucked into it, and I plunk down a couple of dollars and just get one of the, what they call the quick picks. And if I randomly have the right numbers, woohoo, because I'm not a normal player. All right. Speaking of hitting the lottery, it's interesting in looking at what, you know, what now is happening with some of the summer flicks. Often with kids out of school, you know, you're looking to go to the movies. Occasionally, are people actually going back to the movies because we got used to getting everything served up to us by streaming or watching what was available in whatever system you had, because certainly with apps and everything else, there are ways to really get a lot of pretty decent programming. But there's still something about, I think, that movie experience. And I know that I have a nephew who is celebrating a birthday coming up, and he wanted to go and see the new Wes Anderson movie, which is called Asteroid City. So I can tell you my next cheap movie review is going to be about this comedy drama that includes like a wild cast from Tom Hanks to Scarlett Johansson and Jeffrey Wright and Tilda Swinton and kind of like a who's who. And it's typical of what, you know, what he does. It's a television show host that introduces this audience to a televised production of Asteroid City. It's just this young astronomer in a fictional desert town. So I'll be curious as to what I think about it actually when I go and see it, because some of his movies I think hit with me and some of them don't quite as much. Although ratings wise, it's gotten pretty good ratings. I think I've already said this. I can't help myself, but I am a huge Mission Impossible person, and Mission Impossible is released, the new one. You know, they don't come out very often, and it's coming out in July, and that's going to be another one that I'll do a cheap movie review on, because I know that I'm going to go and see the latest Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise has really, in the last, I guess now it's probably been a couple decades, has really made that franchise pop, I think, a little bit more, or the interest in it, of course, based on that television series. And the whole thing about if you choose to accept the mission and what happens with the plot and all of that, it is, I think it's clever. And if they have a good script, then it probably has a good chance to score pretty well at the box office. All right, so this is Odds and Ends. So we veer in a couple of different directions, a little bit of follow-up from some of the things that we've talked about in the past. I hate to just drop those stories when you hear me talking about them in a segment like this, and you wonder, hey, what happened to that person, or what's happening? And one of the things that we've talked about has been the this California nursing facility, and they had to pay $3.8 million to settle kickback allegations. It was really shocking for a lot of people, and where our listeners are. We've got listeners in Riverside, California nursing facility, and its management healthcare services company agreed to pay that money that I just said to resolve the allegations that they did pay kickbacks to physicians to induce referrals. So that happened between 2009 and 2019. Alta Vista Healthcare and Wellness Center allegedly gave physicians gifts, expensive dinners for the physicians and their spouses, golf trips, limousine rides, massages, e-reader tablets, gift cards worth up to $1,000, and submitted and caused the submission of false claims to Medicare and Medicaid. So this was the result of a whistleblower complaint. A former accounting employee in 2015 filed the complaint and gets $581,000 as per share of the federal government's recovery in the case. The Justice Department said that money goes to her. So it's interesting. You know, we hear about some of this fraud and some of these kickbacks, and some of them are just outrageous. There was a case in March where there was a Florida man living in Puerto Rico. He was charged for his role in a $101 million durable medical equipment kickback scheme. So if there's a way and they can file it, it happens. And we saw a bunch of those kinds of things bubble up, especially during and before, I think, the pandemic. But there's always those kinds of, especially when it comes to medical and medical claims, there's always those kinds of schemes that go on. Sometimes they're uncovered. Sometimes it's the whistleblower. Mostly it's the whistleblower that alerts the Department of Justice to what's happened. And in the cases I mentioned, that was both of those cases dealt with that. That's for sure. All right. So how about this? Cars.com has found, have you noticed Teslas driving around in your neighborhood lately? They found Tesla among the top automakers fueling the economy. So it's about jobs. I have noticed an uptick. It seems like, it doesn't seem like, every day somewhere in that, you know, 10-mile radius around where I'm living, I'll see a Tesla. You know, I'll just go somewhere and see it. It used to be more elusive, but they're dominating. And with the four models, they've got the top spots on the the sales site's annual ranking, which just was released on Wednesday. What they do is they rank new vehicles that contribute to the economy. And how do they contribute? They contribute based on assembly locations, the sourcing of parts, manufacturing jobs. Other automakers in the top 10 were Acura, Honda, and Volkswagen. But from cars.com, they found nearly half or 48% of car shoppers say they would pay more. I love this, though. I do. They would pay more for a vehicle if it creates U.S. jobs. 38% say they would only consider a vehicle from an American manufacturer. 39% think it's unpatriotic to buy non-American made cars. Now, it's a sampling of a small amount of people, but good for that attitude if you think about it, right? That whole Buy America thing, which was a very big trend in the 80s and 90s, it still is something that matters, and obviously it showed it in that particular survey. And I was thinking about, well, where are the production facilities? And I know where some of them are. Austin, Texas has a huge one for the Model Y of Tesla, and that's also in Fremont, California. A lot of them are in Fremont, California, but Honda Passport in Lincoln, Alabama. Some of you are listening to us in Alabama, a big, big area for cars there. And obviously, if Tesla is doing well, it means that the electric cars are getting popular between the four Tesla models and the Volkswagen offerings too. Half of the top 10 models in the index that they release are electric. So there's a shift to EV. And, you know, when people get the EV thing, one of the first things somebody will say to me is, hey, you know, I get that $7,500 off the taxes. thinking about the break that they get. And you're seeing more of the charging stations that are starting to pop up all over the place, the small rural towns even, or suburbs, and certainly in big cities. And I'm seeing more cars actually hooked up to those charging stations. So that definitely is a sign that more people are figuring out ways to get these EV products. All right, stay with us. Much more coming up around the bend.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Search efforts for the missing sub used to explore the Titanic are intensifying. Underwater noises were heard, but the Coast Guard said searches haven't yielded any results. Crews have been searching for the sub since it was reported overdue on Sunday. Congress will start from scratch in regulating rapidly evolving artificial intelligence technology, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I laid out my ideas about a comprehensive framework Congress can use to supercharge AI innovation in a safe and responsible way.
He introduced potential AI regulations and outlined expert forums to guide Congress. A new poll is showing an increase of Americans who believe a person's gender should be determined based on their biological sex. It says 61% of Americans define gender as the sex listed on a person's original birth certificate. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One, two, three.
Green Room. Author Jim Ruther joins us. His book is called Gunky's Adventures in the Land of Must Believe. It's so interesting because when we talked off air, I mean, this is a guy, scientist in his career. He's written all kinds of technical reports. And this is a book that just takes you away to a wonderful place. It's a book that you can pick up at any point because it's a collection of 25 different stories of tales. Really some interesting work here for sure. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me on.
Tell us about why you wrote the book. I love that story of how this happened.
Well, I wrote the book because I felt compelled to document and share some of the experience from someone who's seen and experienced the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is my beloved family and many friends from work and play. The bad are the losses of those friends and spouses and setbacks in career. But I have a different perspective. I have the ugly part, and that's witnessing the raw horrors of warfare. I have a PhD in chemical physics. I've studied everything from soothing candle flames to fireballs from explosives that were meant to kill and burn innocent men and women. My day job was to demilitarize weapons of mass destruction, roadside bombs. Some dark humor, our team motto was, is we give you no bang for your buck. I traveled the world, and what I found is there are many people, all they want to do is live happily and spin along on the planet in peace. And I'm asking in this book and shouting out is why not? Today's society, I think, needs an escape to a kindler, gentler, and inspirational place, which hopefully can be found in Gunky's world. And that's why I wrote the book. My intent is to offer hope to those who are struggling emotionally that no matter what tragedy occurs, enduring happiness will exist in being in every moment. And my disclaimer is I'm not trying to tell anybody how to live the life, but only to wonder what they're doing now and what their options are, to take a deep breath and chill. So that's really why I wrote the book. was really for inspirational purposes to the world.
Yeah, and you talk about these different journeys. And tell us about how the book's laid out and what we can expect.
Well, because I'm a science nerd, it's a series of alphabetical anthology of short stories beginning with poems. So there's 26. The first one, Afterlife Love Story and Wish, was written by my late wife for me to be found after she passed away. And in that book, she shared some very raw information about our personal life together, but she also challenged me to write my stories. So she leads off with A, and then the following 25 stories are about family, friends, foes, and failures. The titles are meant to be catchy, to give you an assumption of where you're going. I'm intentionally misleading you. It'll be undone when you read this story. For example, I say Close Encounters of the Hooters Kind. I talk about Naughty Boots, the story about my daughter. Taming of the Screw is a story where I use a rusty screw to capture pictures with best friends who don't want to be photographed. And then finally, Ziggity Zaggity Blinkity Blink. The last story is an adventure that's in progress. Where you start on the adventure, I'll put you in a situation, but where you will wind up, you will not believe contextually and also emotionally. It'll make you wonder about things. Every story ends in a wondering. I ask you a question about thinking about where you are in your life and emotionally and psychologically and just in peace. The poems are meant to be both profound and playful. They might not be appreciated or understood, but when you read the adventure, you'll know. Since there's 26 stories altogether, I have titles for most of them. There's very bizarre happenings that only a scientist would know. There's gags and humor. Yes, a PhD molecular spectroscopist does have a sense of humor, I think. I can make people laugh occasionally. They're meant to be inspirational, meant to be about true love. I offer mysteries that will befuddle you. No one has figured out the one that I have in there. They think they figured it out, but I've double-crossed them. Stories about beauty and nature and trees. I will introduce to the world a new benevolent monster. I think Bigfoot needs a companion who's friendlier. It's nostalgia, my nostalgia, which will trigger stories in your mind. Some odd personalities that I met. I had practical jokes that were taught by my father that were played on me and that I will play on others. It's about resiliency, being tough and getting through life. There's some pranks, definitely surprise ending. And I hope that there's tears from both happiness and sadness in the book. So that, in a nutshell, is what it is. It's a series of short stories that take you through many adventures to make you think and wonder.
And when you and I talked up there, I asked you this question. It's hard because, all of them have different meanings, and they definitely have meaning for you. And then you have the thought-provoking wondering after each story where you ask the question, like you said. But do you have a favorite story? What's one of your favorites, anyway, in the book?
My favorite story is a very touching one, and it begins with the letter W. Again, this is a difficult choice because they're all my children, these stories. But in the letter W, and you'll hear the title in a moment, imagine yourself having a very bad day at work, play, or home. A lot of little things go wrong or a lot of a major thing goes wrong short of death. And you're disappointed and you're angry and you say, unfair and woe is me. Well, I had one of those days in which because of someone not being able to do a very simple task, a proposal for a large multi-million-dollar, multi-year contract that would be career-shaping and putting technology in the world that would be very useful, failed to be submitted on time. Now, there were lots of anger and lots of finger-pointing and blaming, and I was, talking to myself driving home and upset and angry and, wondering what to do. And I went to dinner that night. My late wife had prepared dinner. Now, she was not eating that night because she had chemo that day. Mm. And she listened very intently to me about this story. Her beautiful eyes were shining, and, she just was listening and understanding my pain. It was at that moment that she lifted Fluffy, which was the nickname we had for her wig, off her bald head, and she looked at me and said, "Do you want to switch?" And
wow.
The answer to the question of what's important in life, the answer is in the question, life. So that's really what I'm doing. I'm saying that we all go through struggles and trials. We have to, they're hard. We have to accept them. We can't change. But there's, you have to have hope and believe. You must believe that there's a better times are coming. So that's really my favorite story. It was very touching and poignant. And I have to say that just sharing my soul to the world was the biggest challenge in pulling the trigger to submit the book for publication. But I've done it, and I want to help people who are in the same situation. I've mentored other husbands and wives who've lost people and different people. I do talk to, you know, veterans and the like who are thinking about ending their lives. So I have a mission in life, and that was the mission to get this these messages out.
And you've done that. And so on the cover, for people, if you go to Amazon, especially you can see it there, but Barnes & Noble, wherever, and that's where you can pick up the book. But on the cover, you have these rocks with holes in them. Tell us about that. That's what the cover is. It's very neat.
Those covers are stones that have, or rocks that have naturally see-through holes. So I have 300 in my collection, and at the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, when I signed the book, I gave people a little lucky stone from my collection. But what they're meant to be is they're meant to be holes in them are portals to the other world. You can get into some magic and witchcraft in these, but you look through them, you can see it's a portal to the other world. And if you look through it, what I've imagined is you can look through that portal and see the world that you would like to be in. And as I say to them, if you want to be there, all you have to do is turn the stone around and you can be there emotionally and, you know, and happiness and joy. You can't change circumstances, but it can put you in a position of emotional strength. And I think, as we talked before, they are rare. People say, well, how do you find them? And I say, well, you look down, you see a rock with a hole on top. You pick it up and you see if there's a hole on the bottom. And the joke I make is, it's not rocket science. Realize I'm a PhD in combustion and explosives. I am a PhD rocket scientist. They're giving. I mean, it was a gimmick, but I share them, and it's really to something. They're lucky stones. A lot of people took them. They immediately put them on their necklaces, and they'll think of the options because I want to make you wonder. You can make your life better by believing. You must believe.
You must believe, and you say that. So there's another part of this, too, because some of this money goes to nursing scholarships, specifically hospice nursing students. Tell us about that.
The reason why I'm okay in handling the death of my wife, it was a long battle with a cursed disease, which I will not mention. I think we all know what it was. But she experienced breast cancer and then eventually had liver, lung, and spinal cancer, and then finally it went to her brain. And we knew that she was going to pass away. So I was one of her cases. She was a hospice nurse at Kobacker Hospice in Columbus, Ohio. So she was handling me to prepare me for this. After she passed away, all the proceeds to the book go to the Teresa Ruther Hospice Nursing Scholarship at Kobacker House. And it's to fund nursing students who are now in the hospice profession who have enough on their plate. In other words, the emotional spending that they have and the compassion and love that they share is enough. They don't need to worry about college debt. So it's really, I'm paying back college loans for these nursing students. It's been going on. And the thank you letters that come back are precious.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, this book is a game changer for sure. Gunky's Adventures in the Land of Must Believe. You can pick it up, as I said before, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Jim Ruther, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a delight and an inspiration to me. All the best.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Nadia Owen is with us. She's in our virtual green room here on Author's Corner, and she's joining me on the show to talk about her book, Looking Beyond the Clouds. And it's so, I think, uplifting is what I'm going to call it. The poetry that's in this, her message that's in it, and what I'm seeing out there, and I think other people will be able to relate to. So we're excited to have her on. Nadia, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk about, first of all, your reasons for writing the book. Why did you pull together this book of poetry and thoughts and feelings?
So my initial reason was, I first started writing the poetry just as a way to express emotions that I wasn't sure I could share. Just as a Christian, a lot of people expect me and other Christians to always be very happy and sunshiny, like I mentioned yesterday. And I put the book together to let other Christians know that it is okay to not always be so happy, and it's okay to doubt your relationship with God or to even be angry with God. And for people that aren't Christians, there's a lot of division in the world right now, and part of that is people having certain presumptions about Christianity and Christians, and I'm hoping to maybe clear the air there a little bit.
Yeah, and it's just something you said to me I thought was great for everybody listening in our off-air conversation. You just mentioned it. It's okay to have a time of weakness, right? That's being human.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what you talk about. Do you think there's pressure on Christians that, you must be perfect? So they feel that, and then they're feeling like maybe you're being judged.
I feel like a lot of Christians feel sort of this double standard of people expect them to be pompous and phony in a way, but when they're not, then the Christians are hoping that at least then the other person will understand that they're not being phony and that they really do believe in what they're saying. But when they do come off as more pompous and don't really follow what they're teaching, then other people kind of point to them and say, you know, you're not a Christian, or this is what Christianity is really, quote unquote, about.
Yeah. And Looking Beyond the Clouds is a series of poems going through the ups and downs of Christian life, for sure. Absolutely. And, you know, we talked about how do you pull them together? You started writing when you were young. You had all kinds of poems that you decided you were going to pull out. And I asked you if there was one, and you probably like them all, but is there one that you would love to do for us, to recite for us?
I was looking through my poetry, and there was one that I kind of had in mind. It's one of the poems in my book, but I feel like it's for everyone. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian, or it doesn't matter what your walk of life is. Everyone has those ups and downs, and I feel like this poem really encapsulates it. It's called Flying Creatures. We are all eggs, hollow shells, that for now wait to be the past of something else. We may be a little creeter, little cutter, small and meek. The noise we may make might not be much more than a squeak. But we could be majestic creatures, tall and grand, mighty eagles with wings that stretch across the land. We can't help what we're born to. We could be a strange thing, three eyes and horns too. But what I say to you, what you do to me, forms us and grows us into what we are to be. We may fall and crack. If so, put your past in the back. We may grow prematurely. That's all right if you learn a little early. When you look around at all the flying creatures, you'll be that much higher.
Wow. Really soaked that in. Very, very well done. And you started writing poetry when you were like 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Did you ever think you would end up in a book and be out there in the world?
When I first started writing, no. My poetry was very much so something I kept to my chest, and people kind of saw me just writing a lot, and they got a little bit more curious, so that's kind of how I ended up sharing my poetry. And then more and more people started saying that I should be published, and here we are. But I never thought I would be on the radio or anything like that.
Well, good for you. It is an excellent book, Looking Beyond the Clouds. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, of course, Amazon, wherever great books are sold. And I think it's worthy of telling another reason why you put this out there, because it's something that happened with your mom. Tell us that story.
I first started writing poems like this at about the time that my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And when she was diagnosed, it was already pretty developed. And she was one of the first people that saw my poetry, and she kept asking me to show whatever new poem I had. And she kept reading them, and eventually she did say that this message should be shared with the world, and she made me promise that I would publish a book of my poetry.
Wow, I think she would be so proud of you. And it's just, there's something about it, gives me chills to think of that, and the fact that, you know, it had to be tough to lose her and go through that, and then to put that out there in the world. So for you, what do you hope the takeaway is? And I think we're weaving it into this conversation for anyone who picks up Looking Beyond the Clouds, which they can pick up and of course pick up your book. And what's great about it is they can read it at any point. You can read a poem that lifts you up. You can read something every day if you wanted to do it. What do you hope people take away from your book?
I hope people take away that it doesn't matter what people's expectations of you are. It is okay to, like you said, have that moment of weakness, have that moment of doubting everything, even if it's something that you've believed in your entire life. And it's okay to just take that time for yourself and think things through and find the light in everything. I feel like, especially now, it is so hard to find the positive in things, but just counting your blessings and the little things and putting one step forward.
Wow, what a great message. So now you're a college student, you're busy. Do you still find time to write new poems?
I do occasionally write poetry because it's still very much so an emotional outlet for me. So when I'm just really overwhelmed with things or something is just really on my mind, I will write poetry. I also write prose. So I've been working on a book. I don't know when it's going to be ready, but I'm still trying to squeeze in some writing time in between everything.
Ooh, so you don't know when the book's going to be ready, but there you go. After the first experience, you're thinking, you're forward thinking, and you're thinking about the next one.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, wow. What was the reaction to, what's the reaction with your friends and family to having this book out there in the world?
Of course, they are very excited for me. I feel like some of my family, it caught them off guard because a lot of them didn't even know I was writing. So to just get, because I posted on social media and all of that, and then they were commenting like, this is insane, we're so happy for you, but when were you writing? And I think another thing, especially when people, a lot of my family came out to support me and bought the book, and when they were reading the book, I got a lot of, either they did not see that I was struggling that much at all, and this really helped them to understand me better, or maybe they saw some of it, but they really connected with me and my past better once they read the book.
Wow. Well, I love what you said. Find the light. Pick up the book. Looking Beyond the Clouds. Nadia Owen, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.